Hello, listeners. You're welcome to another episode of The Barman's Barbecue. Here we examine sacred cows. We roast them and serve them as it is hot.
Hi guys.
Yeah, so I'm really grateful for like where I am now, like how I used to think and how I think now. I'm not too bothered about how I will think in the future. I just enjoy the moment and the journey. Right. So one of the things that I like us to talk about, just random thoughts. Mirabella just finished reading a Sarah Bessie's book.
Jesus Feminist.
Yeah, Jesus Feminist, right. Yeah, so I have also have another feminism book that I will hand over to you.
By who?
I can't even remember, what but it was title? Recommended by William Paul Young.
Oh my God, I read it.
Right, yeah, so I think I should have it somewhere, yeah. So we're just going to talk about maybe feminism, or not necessarily feminism, but maybe random stuff about women, scripture, faith, how our views have changed over time, right? I'll start with one, right? You know how, like, so in my denomination, right, women are not allowed to, like, enter into church without covering their hair.
Yes.
Yeah. So
Paul said, "What is that Paul say?"
Yeah.
But Paul used head. Yeah. Me, I don't understand.
But my own is that okay? Remember when Jesus was like, it was in Simon Peter. It was in Simon's house at a particular time. Then, when he came with alabaster jar and
you
broke
know,
the perfume,
and she used her hair, guys.
Right? So, but now you know the different people had different issues with that stuff. Right, so first Simon was like, oh, if Jesus was truly a prophet, he would have known the kind of woman that is, you know, touching his leg, that this guy
that suspected was like, uncle, you could have saved this money.
He would have used money, right?
Only, yeah, the money.
But the Bible was like, he was stealing the money. But then I was like, if my church members were there, I love them, bless their hearts.
They'll be like,
they'll be like, Lord Jesus, send her away. She didn't cover her hair, you know? Yeah, but so
that's, I think all these things are just personal sentiments. Like, there's this lady I worked with. I love that great lady. She was like, her daughter went to NYC in the north of where? I can't remember. But they went to see a king, and she had to cover her hair. That even ordinary kings, remember, like, auntie, please wait. Queen Elizabeth is the queen of all. When it comes to monarchy in the world, I think Queen Elizabeth is at the apex. I won't cover my hair because I see Queen Elizabeth. So this year, local king, you cannot be compared to my Jesus. Like, you can. So yeah. I think most of these things we're going to talk about, they're just personal beliefs, cultural beliefs that we stuff into faith to cohabit together. Like, another one is trousers.
Oh, okay.
Like, and then they shouldn't wear trousers. I said, did you see trousers in the Bible? It's for men. Did your father, like, when someone was telling my mother, did you see, it's for men. I wanted to ask him, did your grandfather wear trousers? I did this for them. He was so dumb. They said, what did they wear? The tight wrapper, the woman tight wrapper. But like Jesus days, it was gone. Everybody was wearing. Do you get? So we'll be to that thing again. That one that they say, people say that women should not preach in churches.
Okay,
that
should be.
That's what I
used
to pay me. Yes, yeah, that okay, Paul yeah. said, hey, this Paul shot. Sometimes I feel sorry for Paul.
Have you found the, do you know the answer?
Should be that yes. The more they said they were, the women were, I read again, where the women were just curious, so they used to ask men questions. And it was a letter written to a particular church, not to the body of Christ at large. So Paul was just saying that instead of coming and making noise in church, you should ask the questions.
No, I actually think, so that was in 1 Corinthians 14, that particular one, that the women should keep silent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as so said the law. So so if you read that chapter, like, so it was a liberation for me when I read Jonathan Wilton's explanation. So you see, 1 Corinthians was a response letter to what the Corinthian church had written to them.
It's a letter to a particular church.
So they wrote the letter to Paul, and Paul was responding. So that's why when they go to a particular chapter, I think chapter 3, now concerning spirituals, or sometimes they concerning food sacrifice to idols.
I was mentioning people's names. Right?
So when it got to that particular point, so that particular verse in 1 Corinthians 14, that was like, the women should keep silent, for so said the church. The next verse was like, what? The blah, 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 blah. But the point is that that particular point was a quotation from the letter they had written.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Hey God, the person that translated this English.
Right, oh so, my God. So because if you read the verses before and the verses after, I mean, just like that earlier chapter that said that if the women want to prophesy, they should cover their hair, for instance.
Mm.
So if in chapter 11 they had said that the women can cover their can prophesy in church, how come in 14 it's now saying that the women should not speak in church? Right. So the that was actually. A quotation from the letter they had written. You know, so sometimes I want to address this, like, okay, you said this, I read this, and then, like, you know, lambasted it, like, rubbish. What, you know, that
everybody... Especially their reply direct.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So it was just responding to their tweets.
yeah, but I don't know why we're... I don't know what... I think we just read the Bible sometimes with already. It's like that stuff you said about lenses. We just come. It's not like we even come to read something new. We already carry what we already know to come with our preconceived notions. So then we'll look for what already matches our preconceived notion, like a confirmation bias, because it doesn't make any sense to me. Really, what about submission? Submit it. The Bible said, love your wife. Women submit to the husband. They submit to one another. But no, they don't got a rule line. I said, submit to one another is for brethren in church.
Okay, then there's something that so in one of William Paul Young's teachings on YouTube, so he talked about how right that so how to submit one to another.
Why did you
share
this link?
I share stuff with you, but you tell me I should get out.
No.
so yeah, it was like so the way to submit is actually be filled with the Spirit. I mean, it's hard to explain, but you know so we'll just take it that. Yeah, being filled.
People should grab me to my body. So share the link. Don't just take it. Grab me to so you give the link.
Yeah. Then, but then again, so submit yourselves one to another. According to William Paul Young, the woman is one of the other, right? So,
do you get?
So the man should submit to the. And there's this book, Lies We Believe About God, by William Paul Young, also.
I'm reading that.
Yeah, and he talked about one of the lies is that God does not submit. Right.
Well, does he tell?
God submits.
How?
He submitted to us and he let us kill him. And he forgave us by it.
Okay.
God submits. I mean, God submits so much that we do a lot of things. We add his name. We do what we want.
Right. Kind of like if that's the way.
That's how you want it. That's okay. I was.
Oh, you're ready. I'm ready. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I'll just
true,
go with you regardless.
Yeah.
Right. So even some things we do that God does not approve because of God submits to us, he just.
Just,
yeah, we are
what
that.
What to give him,
we are that valuable. We are that powerful. That the Lord Almighty, and that's kind of like another vision of power. Submission is no weakness, right? So that God has chosen to submit to us does not diminish His deity,
power and authority,
His divinity,
yeah,
right?
Divinity.
In fact, that is the highest expression of power to submit. It's strange. It's kind of like a paradox. Like the way up is down. Right,
she stoops to conquer.
yeah, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and he will lift you up. So God submits. Look at Jesus now. He got himself a towel and washed the disciples' feet. That's submitting, right? So, and we ought to, like, you know, so the world system of dominion and authority is to, like, lord it over people. But, you know, the kingdom model is to actually submit,
to serve
people, like Jesus got himself a towel and washed the disciples' feet. So, yeah, so submission. Yeah.
So, Sarah was saying that someone was asking, they keep asking Young Icho is the biggest person.
Yeah.
How does the church grow big? So, Young Icho tells them that he keeps telling them to release their women. They're like, no, tell us, how does the church grow big? I release your women. But they don't hear that part.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why. I don't. And I was saying with Cherish yesterday that this feminism thing is just as simple as being kind to someone, to the next person. Just as simple as loving your neighbor.
Yeah.
And I understand some Christians, if they are coming from a place from new creation, that really, if you just love people the way God asks you to love people, we'll have these issues to
deal with. And let the women be women. Just give them the space and freedom to be themselves.
Yes,
to be
just love people. Just the love. Like, just allow them. Because I don't understand some, like, we're talking about things like honor killings in India. And like, people are like, feminism not necessary, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, because you're in a society that is looking, I don't even know. Because, like, if you read about honor killings in India, it's when a father or a family has the right to kill their child, like their daughter, because they feel she has disgraced them. So she could be raped. It's not something that she organized, so she was raped, and they can feel that it's bringing shame and decide to kill her. You know, things like that. So I'm like, how do you? It's just as simple as being kind to one another. Or a woman and a man, they are both married. He goes to work, she goes to work, she comes back. Two of them went to work, she comes back, she'll take care of the children, then she'll make food for him. He just gets sitting there. She went to work. It's just like, if you just saw your wife as a person, like, you have emotion, you're tired. She too, she's tired. Like, we're not super beings, though. I don't know what people think women are. And Sha, I feel also that women too, we kind of like empower these things because we don't speak up and speak out.
Yeah, so I feel like that kind of lifestyle, and I feel like the cruciform lifestyle, right? That lifestyle of the cross, the cross-shaped lifestyle of laying down your life for another, that will give people the platform to really rise, right? So,
I feel like love is the solution for feminism, racism. Because really, if you just love people and just like as Christ, honestly, there are some things you just do. You get.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, like people, I don't know many people who are feminists. They just go when they hear me talking, like my dreams are too big. They're like a feminist shit. And I'm like, so why do you think I'm a feminist? Like, because feminists have big dreams. So being a female, you just being a woman being, it's not enough for me to have big dreams. So I'm like, so you're the reason for feminism because you think that I have to be a feminist to have certain dreams. So that means feminism, because look at the construct in which your mind is in. So I just think that people just see, everybody just love everybody.
Yeah, so I was listening to one debate on, an Oxford debate, right? And then so this lady was explaining why she's not a feminist and stuff like that. So, but one of the take, like, it feels like some feminists tend to bully people. So, and they kind of like take out the choice that our mothers had.
See, that's the thing again. Feminism is as simple as equal rights for the genders. Anybody that does anything outside that is just Jara. Like in every movement, they are Jara. Yeah. Like in Christianity, you see some people that are extremists. That's what I tell people, that you can't blame one person's excesses on
throw the baby with the bathwater.
Yes, that's the Jara, the person. Everybody has their own Jara. And I also understand if someone doesn't want to carry the tag. It's okay, it's a label, people don't have been boxed and this. I want to just be nice to this set of people. I'd rather see someone who's not a feminist and is loving to other people. Yeah. I'd rather be such a person that someone is a feminist, but yeah, bullying others, taking people's choices. Yeah, it's as simple as people should have their own choices and be free to do. So if someone chose to be a housewife, is that your choice? Does it? Yes, fine. Is that the sacrifice you want to make for your family? Like Sarah Bessie wrote it, oh my God, you should read the prayer Sarah wrote at the end of her commission. Oh God. So if that's the choice, if that's the sacrifice, she explained it in terms of submission too.
But I think maybe we're going to read that prayer.
Yeah, oh God, that prayer. Oh okay. My goodness. So if that's the choice that the person makes, then fine. Like the time someone we love in MPVZ was questioning another person why she put wife in her. But if that's what she wants to be, the labor shows are there, then fine. You want to be a housewife. If that makes you happy, are you content? Is that what you need to do at this point in time for your children?
Yeah.
Because that's your greatest priority. Then fine.
Yeah, so because like some of our parents, right, they had the option to be, let's say, the CEO of a multinational corporation, but and they had kids, the option to raise me. And they considered raising me of the higher value than being the CEO of Total. Right, so like, and why you, yeah, so I feel like
another thing we talked about was this please, you could Proverbs 31 woman.
Oh, okay,
require, like, what is if see, guys, you're not a Nigerian, Christian, if you have not, I'm supporting going through this Proverbs 31 woman. I want to take it, I'm like, a wise woman sews clothes for all her husband. Am I saying clothes for people? What was that? Have you read anything for your people about Proverbs 31?
No, I can't.
I don't think it's a manual for this is how a Proverbs 31 woman is virtuous. It's not. If you read about the Proverbs 31 woman, she's a baby girl. She has helps and then stops.
I think for most times, right? And now when I think about it, in Proverbs, in Proverbs chapter 7 and 8, that talked about the wise woman and the foolish woman. I don't know if you remember, like, so Proverbs has that metaphor of the wise woman and foolish woman a lot. I saw a simple one from my balcony. It was going the way of the harlot. So you see that wise woman, and I feel like the wise woman is a metaphor for the church, right? Which is man and woman, and the foolish woman, it's a metaphor for, like, again, a church that has lost, that is the unfaithful church, like that Jerusalem became, right? That they're no longer faithful to the covenant, right? So the wise woman right? She is faithful and true to the word, right? But the foolish woman, right, moves, says that my husband is not around, any wind of doctrine she takes and stuff like that. So I feel
you
like
see?
That's what...
But that's what make it look like it's for women, like...
And when, you get to, and when you get to Proverbs 31 too, right, it just talks about maybe our genesis. So Proverbs 31 can now represent the womb of wisdom from which we were born. Right, rather than looking at or labeling women or having like exclusively for women and stuff like that.
Oh, there's one quote in the book, which is what we do on this podcast. So like, each generation must make fresh and rejuvenated efforts to understand scripture more fully and live by it more thoroughly, even if that means cutting across cherished tradition. But I was like, the Bible's done.
So right, regardless of how regardless of how sacred the cow must be, whether we don't touch it or not, here in this podcast, right, we will slay it.
I use it for awesome.
There's
another quote. Life in Christ is not meant to mirror life in a Greek Roman culture.
Yep.
And ancient Middle Eastern culture is not our standard. Like, this is what we need to understand. Like, people say that scripture that said, Paul said, you should not wear clothes and wear jewelry. No, he said that your, how do you put it, that it should be your, oh God, of course, apparel should not be the cocoa.
Yeah.
He didn't say it should.
Yeah, that is Peter.
Peter. Because I have the scripture, but generally, we're just saying that that shouldn't be your identity.
Yeah, identity should not be.
He didn't
now
say you should throw away your.
I mean, like, you know, like talking about Esther.
Guys, like, yo, like, they use Esther to teach us. I'm like, this is cool. Esther that used 1 year to bath inside Egyptian milk. I don't know if it's Egyptian milk, but inside milk, she had berries for the leaves.
Her perfume was mad.
Like her sweat was.
Our makeup is learning work.
It's learning work now. Like, that's it. I don't know. People make it like one night in the king. She went there, was reading his scriptures. I mean, Abel, please. You don't want to use Esther to teach us. I don't know how we just come with our.
So women in scripture, for me, there's another book that really did it for me. So a lot of books, right? There's
Eyes of Honor.
Eyes of Honor, right? You know, talk about, then also William Paul Young's Eve, right? Right, so yeah, William Paul Young's Eve, he has in the book Eve, like, he talks about three women, right? So let me tell you about the three women in scripture. First, the woman to whom the seed was... the woman to whom the seed was promised, one. The second woman, the woman through whom the seed will be given. Mm. And the third woman is the woman to whom the seed was betrothed.
I know the third woman is Christ, is the body of Christ.
The church. And that was Lily Fields, who was the witness in the book. Have you read the book?
Yeah, no, I have.
It was the story of a lady, like that little girl, Lily Fields.
Mm.
Lily Fields is a metaphor for a field of lilies, the church, a garden.
You mean like the better road?
So Lily Fields, right, represented the church, right? Mm. So the woman to whom the seed was promised was Eve, the mother of all living.
Mm.
Right? The woman through whom the seed was given was Mary.
Mm.
And the woman to whom the seed is betrothed is the church.
Is the church.
Right? So, yeah. So, just a spoiler, if you've not read the book Eve, it's one of the
like
best
it's
books.
Also, like,
we
have young girls.
Eve was taken in the spirit back to... Or rather, Lily was taken in the spirit back to the to witness the beginnings, how God created the world, and how the angels sang, and how, you know, to witness how Adam, when he was young, he was playing with Adonai. In the garden, just beautiful stuff. Yeah. So back to So what are that random thought about women and scripture? Yeah. Bella, can you think of anything else?
Random women and scripture. Let's see.
So we're talking about covering hair. We're talking about clothes.
And this talk about women being too emotional, which I don't understand because men get angry. Anger is an emotion. I don't know why. Because men are emotional too.
Yeah.
Like your emotions don't make you be emotional, don't make you a bad person or make you a like we try to have one do this either or it's either you're logical or you're emotional. Like both of them can coexist together. Like your emotion is not a vice.
Yeah.
It can be, but it's not like it's not a hair. So like.
So then there are, like then lastly, A Lineage of Grace, a book by Francie Rivers, a good read.
You read it?
Yes. They talked about Yeah, I don't think I finished it. I just read the first three stories. I've not read the last two. Bathsheba and what's the name? And Mary. But yeah, I loved Rahab. And yeah, so the story of those five wonderful women in scripture who found their names in the genealogy of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that was Tamar, Rahab, Bathsheba, Ruth. And
Mary. Some people go like, why were all Jesus' disciples men? Like, look at the society he was. Yeah. Like, he already has enough on his plate. How come I'm breaking your societal rules?
Yeah.
No, I'm even just thinking about it.
Mm.
You can't come and so like, probably the women we have already have plenty things to do. But like,
there's a lady called the proto-evangelist.
Who is that?
I'll be the first apostle.
Is he the one that announced that Jesus had risen from the
dead? Yes, Mary. Mary Magdalene, she's the first witness of the risen Lord. She's the first bearer of the gospel that Jesus has risen. Right? So, whereas, yes, in society, we would...
You can't use that example because you can look at Jesus' life and the way he treated women in his life and women when he told... matter that she should rest and try to be a baby girl and listen to the word of the Lord. You know, you can look at his relationship with you. Don't just think if you had a little example, please.
Yeah.
You live in a culture to where you get.
Yeah, I think that's very, very important in how to know how Jesus speaks to us.
Mm.
Right, he uses our past experiences.
Yeah,
just like, you know, one of my quotes that, you know, God's word to us is like an inside joke.
Yeah, because only, I like this stuff when you talk to
only,
me. Yeah.
Only us. Only you get it, right?
So because it uses your own life. Everybody's
your
like,
own experience.
In, William Paul Young says everybody's a story. The Bible is saying everybody's a language. So he uses your own...
context, your own environment. So I feel like so when people are like hung up with the Bible, right, is that Jesus grew in a Jewish context.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't expect him to be using...
Western
American Jews to communicate with them.
Yeah.
It has to use like what their history to communicate with them. And similarly, so if he grew up in as an Indian, he will use to communicate with them.
Just like Pari can use a lot of Marvel to preach. I was like, okay. You know, like when I first went to Bible, I was always using physics to describe Bible. They are like, who is this?
Right, yeah. So that's kind of like, so that's how, like, so we must read the Bible contextually.
Mm.
Right, but that's a book that should be out soon. I've been checking for it. You've not released it.
By whom, please?
By Len Sweet. Contextual Intelligence. Right.
Ooh, I like it, that's intelligence.
Right, so like to really understand the context in which we are in. Right, so like a technology in the US will not necessarily work perfectly
in
the Nigerian context, so it has to be adapted.
Yeah, this is very important because even people fail to realize, even in Nigeria, like something in Lagos will not necessarily work in water. Guys, recommendation.
Yeah, so I feel like so even in the relationship with women, right, it's within the context of the society in which they live.
If
they knew better, they would have done better.
Yes, you can only do as much as your society permits.
So now that we have known better, we cannot be like, you know, like we said, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But society is progressively catching up
to him,
and how free and how loving God is. Right, so
it's gone.
Yeah, so that's our time for today. I hope you love this podcast.
Yeah, we couldn't read the prayer because that commission is long, Sha.
It's long, yeah. All right, so
I'll read on my podcast one day.
Right, so get it. Bye.
Bye, guys. You people go and disturb to my mom. If I don't send to my mom messages, disturbing messages. Bye.
All right, I hope you enjoyed today's barbecue. For your questions, send a DM on Instagram or Twitter at Dubams @DUBAMS. See you next time. Bye now.